Welcome to this week's End of Days Update, coming to you from Tulsa, Oklahoma. Gosh, we sure miss being up there at Generation Summit in Springfield, Mass. And Lyconia, New Hampshire. Couldn't believe we weren't able to go. But next week, if you can, join us. We'll be in Effingham, Illinois at New Beginnings Church. It's Ross Roberts Ministries, the old Effingham camp meeting. Gosh, we'll have so much fun. It's crazy. You never know who's going to speak. And it's always the inspiration of the Holy Ghost. We'll have a great time. So we're coming to you every week to look at the different things that point to the coming of the Lord, specifically the gathering and arranging of nations for the Ezekiel 38 war. Because the rapture of the church is signless, but the Ezekiel 38 war happens just after that. So it helps us kind of see how close we are to the rapture. And the second coming has tons of signs. I hear people say, you can't tell when the Lord's coming back, yet the Lord's so kind and so merciful, He put verse after verse after verse to show us what it would look like. That's why we have all these signs, because He loves you so much. He wants you encouraged. He wants you expectant. He wants you strong. He wants you seeing the finish line. You accelerate. All this information we look at about the coming of the Lord is to accelerate, not to escape, is to do more in a shorter period of time. So let's pick up with what's happened around Israel this week. Man, mainly the thing that's happening around Israel is the lockdown. They've had to extend the lockdown because of coronavirus. It looks like the main place of it spreading is in a gathering of Jewish ministers that were together for a while, so it kind of exploded from there. But they're getting it locked down. They've even got some different virus vaccines that they're using that says they have 100% results. So many, many little things are happening around Israel this week. Made me so excited. I was like, wow, man, Jesus is just about to come. They found some two-weight shekels around the Western Wall. There were more information showing that Israel has a tie to the Temple Mount, because that's a big deal. Remember last week we talked about Erdogan said that the Jerusalem and the Temple Mount, it belongs to Turkey. I mean, how crazy is that? With that, Turkey's the big deal this week. I can't state how big Turkey was this week, because they're sending another ship down into the Mediterranean off the coast of Greece. You have global condemnation about this. I mean, this is interesting. You're seeing Turkey's true colors right here. You had London, you had the UK and Germany come out saying, Turkey, stop what you're doing with Greece. And then you had the United States saying, you're having a provocation that will lead to war. Because Turkey's pushing soldiers in Syria, pushing soldiers for Azerbaijan and Armenia. So there's a lot happening with that little war. So it is weird that I've said it, I think, the last two or three weeks, watching secular media point out exactly what Turkey's doing to be in Libya, to be in Syria, and to push in Armenia, and then to literally verbalize what they want to do. It's like they're asking for war. So you're seeing the setup for that. Now, a couple other things happened that really are cool things about the coming of the Antichrist. You had France's leader, Macron, once again talking to Lebanon, saying, have an extended deal with Israel. Talking to Hezbollah, say, make a longer-term deal. And why is this pressure happening? Because the U.S. is brokering deal after deal after deal, where Arab nations are making peace with Israel. The Palestinians are freaking out about that, really mad about that. But I heard something said years ago about the Palestinians. They never miss an opportunity to to have peace. With that, you have the head of the Jewish college meeting with Abbas this last weekend. The Israelis weren't really excited about it, but all he's doing is being a businessman, trying to talk to Abbas about making some sense and literally the Palestinian Authority. Because in the midst of all these other groups making peace with Israel, you have the Palestinian Authority and Hamas trying to get more weaponry from Iran to annihilate Israel, and being public about it and verbal about it. Now, another thing that's happened with Iran is you have the International Atomic Energy Agency talking about Iran beefing up their centrifuges once again to try to make more nuclear weapons. In the midst of them trying to do that, you have North Korea showing off one of their brand new intercontinental ballistic missiles that was so big in the parade, it took 11 axles in the trailer to hold that missile. That wouldn't be a big deal for us, but the big deal is they publicly came out saying, you know that we'll let Iran have this technology. So that's a huge game changer for Israel. So you have the nations aligned themselves that are going to attack Israel just after the rapture of the church. With that, that preaches to us we don't have a lot of time left. I hear people say, well, you can't tell when the Lord's coming back. Well, that's why we look at all the signs, because the signs show us how near we are. in the midst of that, you've got all these little, basically nations moving into position for just what the Bible said you'd see. Along with that, you got all the other stuff. You got earthquakes. Remember last week, you had 600 earthquakes in California. You had a bunch more this last week in California. The earth getting ready for great change. Along with that, you have such an uptick in asteroids. Secular media group after media group talking about the asteroids. So it's crazy. You have the earth getting ready, the atmosphere getting ready, the nations getting ready because Jesus is about to come. We always go to the scripture, though. What's the Bible say that is so plain and so clear? Israel made a nation. Jerusalem won back. Ethiopian Jews brought back. Fertility of the land of Israel. Revival of the Roman Empire. You have all these things. Mainly, you have the Temple Mount Institute ready to start having sacrifices. Along with that, you have 172 different species of predatory birds. So you've got nature in position. You've got all these groups. Men will be lovers themselves. We have selfie sticks. So it's preaching to us how close we are that Jesus is coming. Many other signs. Then you got signals. You had the blood red moons on Passover and Tabernacles. When's the last time you had four blood red moons on Passover and Tabernacles? 1967, when Jerusalem was won back. 1948, when Israel was made a nation. And then you had 1492 at the Edict of Expulsion when the Jews were kicked out of Spain. So you have the heavens signaling that something's coming in coinciding with exactly with certain things with Israel. Then you had the Bethlehem star, first time in 2,000 years. That's so radical. I mean, think about it. Jupiter, Regulus coming together. Then you had NBC News saying, hey, you have a celestial event. So that preaches to us. And you have many more celestial events. But really what's amazing is all of them put together show us that we're the generation he's coming back. Jesus said, if you see two of those signs, you're the generation. So we're blessed, we're privileged. So what do? We accelerate. We don't use it as an escape theology. We go, okay, what can we do in a shorter period of time? Because Jesus is just about to come back. You had foxes showing up on the Temple Mount. You had fish showing up in the Dead Sea. You have the ritual baths around the Temple Mount filling up with water. So you have all these things that preach to us that the king's about to come back. So what do? Lift up our heads. Jesus said, when you see these things, lift up your heads. Your redemption is drawing nigh. Not to be downtrodden. All this information is because he loves us so much. I've heard some really weird teaching about the rapture of the church. Remember, when it comes to the rapture of the church, you've got to look at who you are in Christ. You can't find it in the Gospels. You can't find it in the Old Testament. You only find it in the epistles. You'll watch guys on TV talk about these things from the book of Revelation, from the Gospels, and it scares you because he's talking to Jewish boys about the second coming. The rapture is a mystery. The church age is a mystery, but Jesus is about to come back. So how exciting to have it playing out right in front of our eyes. So what do? Help your local church, help your local pastor. Let's get the message out. Jesus is just about to come. Amazing. We'll see those eyes as a flame of fire, feet like undefined brass, voice of many waters. Well, have a blessed, awesome week. Come back next Wednesday. We'll see what's happening because so much is playing out right in front of our eyes. Have a blessed week.
Thanks for joining us today at the End of Days Update. If you'd like to be notified every time there's a new post, just go to the edu at josephmorris.com and subscribe to receive email alerts. If these posts and updates have been a blessing to you, please consider making a one-time donation to help get the message out or even becoming a monthly partner with Joseph Morris Ministries. Thanks again for tuning in to the edu, and we'll see you next week.